الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My most respected elders and dear brothers, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for gathering us on this Mubarak day, Yawmul Jumu'ah. Allah ta'ala has given special importance to this day. That is why we are told on a Friday to increasingly recite Darood and Salawat on our dear Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every day a Musliman, in the love of Allah, he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he recites Darood and Salawat excessively on our dear Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But more so on a Friday. For verily Allah Ta'ala has appointed angels who take this gift of Darood and Salam and convey it to our dear Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the name of the person is also mentioned. Fulan ibn Fulan. So and so, who is the son of so and so, has sent this gift of Darood and Salam. So therefore, increasingly reciting Darood Sharif on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making dua in our hearts, ki ya Allah, let me be that banda of yours who try and emulate and copy the Mubarak lifestyle of our dear Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected elders and dear brothers, alhamdulillah, we all make preparations for Jummah. There are moments on this day in which our du'as are accepted. The exact moments are hidden so that much of our time may be spent in du'a and seeking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets happy when we ask more and more from Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gets happy when we ask more and more from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers. Because Allah is the great giver. Innaka antal wahhab. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the great giver. So therefore, sometimes on the Jummah also in the morning, before the Jummah Salat, after the Jummah Salat, before Asr, after Asr, before Maghrib, these are all moments of acceptance. So therefore we should seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. That is why in Surah Fatiha we are reminded again and again, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone do we worship and you alone do we ask for help. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only and we seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we make dua, read Darood Sharif in the beginning, Darood Sharif in the end. But ya Allah, with the love that you have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, you accept my duas. O Allah, you accept my du'as. When a person has a yaqeen that Allah will accept my du'as, surely Allah will accept, my dear brothers. Either what he wants, Allah gives it at the same time. O Allah is Al-Hakim, the most wise. Allah knows when to give it. Just as a child, when he asks the mother for some very cold drink early in the morning, the mother will tell the child that this is the time to have your milk now. Maybe later time in the day we can give you a cold glass of juice, but you cannot have any cold drink now. Like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when to give. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it after some time, or sometime in the place of the dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes some difficulty which was coming. Dua is something that can change takdir also. Dua can become a means of being saved from difficulties also. And sometimes in place of the dua, Allah keeps such high rewards in the akhirat that a person will desire that how nice if all my duas were kept there, when he will see those great rewards after his eyes will close. Nevertheless, Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us to seek and ask from Allah Ta'ala. Likewise on a Friday, if a person recites Darush Sharif 80 times after Asr Salat, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin Nabiyyil Ummiyyi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allah will forgive 80 years of his sins. A simple darud, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin Nabiyyil Ummiyyi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. O Allah, send your special rahmat upon Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This title was given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, An-Nabiyyil Ummi, the unlettered prophet. Nobody taught Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala taught him directly. Wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. And on the family of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many, many salams. My respected elders and dear brothers, I've read one dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, my dear brothers, we all are reading this dua after our salat. We know the meaning also, that Allah give us barakat, blessings in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and oh Allah, take us to the month of Ramadan. Today is the 28th of Rajab, just 2 days more for Rajab, and then it will be the month of Sha'ban, and very close unto Ramadan. This is from the signs of Qiyamah, my dear brothers, where you will find that the year will go like a month, the month like a week, and the week like a day. Just remember full well where we were last Friday, and now again we are on this Jumu'ah. This 1 week passed away just like one day. We remember exactly like yesterday. So like that, Ramadan will come away also quickly also. So for us to gain the barakat of Ramadan, the showers of Allah's rahmat and maghfirat, we are told to start preparing from Rajab and Sha'ban. The real barakah of this dua is to start preparing with our amal also, with the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with tawbah and istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness for ourselves, for our families, and for the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we find that this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when amal, good amal go up, Allah sends good conditions down. And Allah forbid, when bad actions go up, then they form dark clouds and hailstones come down. Difficulties come down, my dear brothers. Therefore, my respected elders and dear brothers, these Mubarak months of Rajab and Shaban are there for us to prepare. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept a lot of nafil fast in Shaban also. No days are fixed. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept many roza nafil in the month of Shaban also. Likewise, we can increase our recitation of Quran-e-Majid. Quran-e-Majid is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the great imams, I think it was Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, saw in his dream the closeness of Allah. And he asked Allah, Ya Allah, what is the means of gaining closer to you? Allah ta'ala told him, it is through my kitab. He asked, Oh Allah, is it through understanding the Quran or reciting without understanding also? Allah Ta'ala told him that whether you read with understanding or without understanding, even the tilawat of the Quran, both means becomes a way of gaining the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is said in the hadith that verily the hearts get rusted just as iron gets rusted with water. And the Sahaba asked, what is the cleansing of the heart? It was told, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in one riwayat it was told, recitation of Quran and the remembrance of death. Recitation of Quran and the remembrance of death, the frequent remembrance of death. The more Quran a person will recite, my dear brothers, he will come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah ka kalam hai. This is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear brothers, Friday unto Friday, 1 month of Ramadan unto the next month of Ramadan, it is not something customary or a routine that big night comes and the mosque get full, Ramadan comes and the masjids get full. No, my dear brothers, every day in a Muslim's life is one more day to prepare to meet Allah. Because Allah has called Akhirat tomorrow. Allah has called Akhirat tomorrow, my dear brothers. Yes. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghad. Wattaqullah. Allah Ta'ala says in this verse, O you who believe, fear Allah. And each person should see what he has prepared for tomorrow. Each person should see what he has prepared for tomorrow. Akhirat is tomorrow, my dear brothers. Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. The person who passes away, his qiyamah has started. He sees the angels coming, my dear brothers. If it is a pious soul, the angels of Jannat come to take that ruh. They come with fragrant musk, what do you call, silken cloth, to take that ruh away, my dear brothers. And that ruh is saying now, that body is saying, ajiluni, ajiluni, mujhe jalli le jao, mujhe jalli le jao. He wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he has been preparing. Anything you prepare for, it becomes easy. When a haji leaves for hajj, he is leaving his family behind, he's leaving all his belongings and property behind, his dear and near ones, his children behind, but he has prepared to go to Baytullah for hajj. He leaves happily. Likewise, my dear brothers, mu'min, when his time comes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, he will be leaving this world happily because he has prepared to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-mawtu jasrun yusilul habib ilal habib. Maut is that bridge which joins the lover to his beloved Allah. Maut is that bridge which joins the lover to his beloved Allah. It is said in the one hadith, the meaning of which is that man ahabba liqa' Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. The person who loves to meet Allah, Allah Ta'ala also loves to meet him. This quality of love for Allah, my dear brothers, is something which we have to strive for. Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. And surely the believers, they have intense love for Allah. And surely the believers, they have intense love for Allah, my dear brothers. Yes. That quality of love for Allah brings a person down to the obedience of Allah and following our dear Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say, if you wish to love Allah, then follow Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will love you. Allah will love you, my dear brothers. And Allah will forgive you your sins. If you follow Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will love us, my dear brothers. Now we have to check, my dear brothers, how much we are bringing the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Whether it is the Sunnah of eating and sleeping, the Sunnah of dressing, the Sunnah of dealing with other people, the Sunnah of how to deal with our neighbors and our family members, and above all, that worry and concern which Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for every ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cry from the heart that, O Allah, forgive my ummat. O Allah, forgive my ummat. Even before Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, when Jibreel alayhi sallam came with Malik al-Maut, Rasul sallam asked, what will happen to my ummat? What will happen to my ummat? The answer was given something to the effect, Sanudhika fi ummatik. We shall please you concerning your ummat. We will give you shafarish, intercession for your ummat. When the Sahabas asked Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that where can we find you? You will be in your high maqam on the day of Qiyamah. He says, look for me at Jame Kosar, at the Hoza Kosar, at the fountain of Kosar, where I'll be giving the sweet water to my ummatis. Oh, look for me at Pul Sirat. When my ummatis will be passing by there, I will be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them pass easily. Oh, at the mizan, at the scales, when the amal are going to be weighed, look for me there. I will be saying, Ya Rabbi Sallim, Ya Rabbi Sallim, Ya Allah, meri ummat ko salamati ke saath paar kar de. Yet we find on that day also, when the people will come to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at Hoze Kosar, some people, the farishtas, will be taking them aside. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will ask, these are my ummatis, where are you taking them? He says, Ya Rasulullah, they left your ways. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَسُ بَعْدَكَ. You do not know what new things they brought after you into deen. So therefore, my dear brothers, it is very, very important to gain the closeness of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. We will have to be close to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by following his Mubarak Tariqah. And keeping in mind that path of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which Allah announces in the Quran, my dear brothers. Keeping in mind that path of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which Allah announces in the Quran. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعْنِي. Say, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is told to tell the people, say, this is my path. Ye mera rasta hai. Adu ilallah. I call people towards Allah. I call people towards Allah. Ala basiratin. With firm conviction. Ana wa mani taba'ani. Me and whosoever follows me. Whoever follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is his duty to call towards Allah. My dear brothers, yes, speak about the greatness of Allah. Allah ki badai bolo, wa rabbaka fakabbir, and call out the greatness of Allah. Dunya ki sab cheeze choti hai. Qul mata'u dunya qaleel. Say, the goods of the dunya are very little. Say, the goods of the dunya are very little, my dear brothers. Yes, the buildings of the world have captured our hearts. The cars of the world have captured our heart. Halaki Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam diverted the attention of the Sahaba Ikram towards Akhirat, what is in store by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. How great is the name of Allah. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ. Or Allah ki badai bolo. We have to talk about the greatness of Allah. Remind others about the greatness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And call people towards Allah. That mankind, your success lies in obeying Allah and following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Walk from one end to the town to the other end, my dear brothers. You will meet many Musalman. You will make salam to them. Count how many of them are talking about Allah. How many of them are talking about Allah? Allah ki badai bolo. And Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this is my path. Hazihi sabili. There's it here, very close by. Hazihi is for something very close by. There's it here. This is my path. Calling towards Allah. Ala basira, with conviction, with yaqeen. Not only Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. Ana wa mani taba'ani. Me and whosoever follows Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is their duty to call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brother, this is not something that only some tabligh jamaat is saying. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told by Allah, to tell the people that this is my path. Learning deen, practicing deen, and passing it on to others, and having concern that how complete deen must come into the entire mankind. That concern that complete deen must come into the lives of the people, my dear brothers. Because Allah wants complete deen from us. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dukhulu fis silmi kaffa. Oh, you who believe, come into Islam totally. Not to say when we're in the masjid, we are following the deen. Out of the masjid, we do something else. When the wedding comes in the family, we do something else, book the city hall and have a large arrangement. We can't make out whether it's a Muslim nikah or not. Halaki Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, an nikahu barakatan aysarahu mauna. That nikah has more barakat in which the expenses are less. There's no way in the deen gathering all the ladies and putting the bride in the front. Allahu Akbar. In every aspect of our life, my dear brothers, we have to see what Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. And that love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come into our lives. That following of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the strength of Iman. This Iman has to be developed. We have to talk about Allah. Alhamdulillah, my dear brothers, in most masjids, Taleem is taking place from Fadaila Amal. We are encouraged to sit for the Taleem, my dear brothers. And the same Taleem, have it at home with our families also. Stories of Sahaba, I read, virtues of Quran, virtues of Zikr, virtues of Ramadan, to create love for Deen, to increase our Iman, that Amal mein kya milega? Amal mein kya milega, mere bhaiyo? Allah's wada in the Quran, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. Surely for the people of strong Iman and Amal Salihah, Allah has promised Maghfirat and Allah has promised Rizq-e-Kareem. Izzat wali rozi. Allah will give you Rizq provisions with Izzat and honor. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Izzat and honor belongs to Allah and His Rasul and the true believers. So my respected elders and dear brothers, in preparation of the month of Ramadan, see how we can step up the effort of Allah's deen also. Go and meet people for the sake of Allah. So many people around us, my dear brothers, are not reading their 5-time namaz also. Many people we meet, my dear brothers, got only Jummah in their life. Or one namaz. The loss is so great, my dear brothers. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warns us, and Nawfil bin Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man fatathu salatun, فَكَأَنَّمَا وُتِرَ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ. One person missing namaz is like he has lost all his family and property. One person missing namaz, intentionally, he is not concerned, is like his fire in his house. All family and property is gone. Who is there to take pity on them, my dear brothers? Who is there to take pity on them, my dear brothers? Great Waliullah, who came to our country many a times, passed away in South Africa also, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. We asked him in one majlis in Spingo Beach, Hazrat, in this country we find there's a lot of crime, killings, etc. What do you advise us? Hazrat told, by logo mein gash karo, unko Allah ki taraf bulao. Go and meet the people, call them towards Allah, remind them of the duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter he read this hadith, irhamu man fil ard, يَرْحَمُكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَا. Have mercy on the people of the earth and the master of the sky. Allah will show mercy to you. Allah will show mercy to you, my dear brothers. Yes, a mu'min doesn't fear death, my dear brothers. He prepares for death. He prepares to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he goes forward to accomplish that work which Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. So, my dear brothers, in preparation for Ramadan, see how we can also give some time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every Friday night here in this masjid, program starts after Asr, main bayan after Maghrib, after Isha, Hayatul Sahaba is read. See how we can take part. Bring others, my dear brothers. So that there must be jaan in our deen, my dear brothers. There must be life. Sayati anan nasi zamanun, la yabqa minal islami illa ismuhu, wa minal qur'ani illa rasmuhu. There will come a time on the people when Islam will only be left in name and Quran will only be left in writing, but not in the lives of the people. The azan of Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, rasme azan reh gayi, ruhe Bilal na rahi. That azan of Bilal radiyallahu anhu, when we said Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is most great, Allah is most great, everything else was left and the attention was turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to bring this into our life, my dear brothers, to charge our battery, to link ourselves with Allah, and then any difficulty will come, we'll read 2 rakat namaz, and take from Allah. Allah ke khazane mein koi kami nahi hai. Allah ke khazane mein, in the treasures of Allah, there is no shortfall, my dear brothers. Wa in min shay'in illa indana khazainu wa ma nunazziluhu illa biqadarin ma'lum. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has treasures of it, my dear brothers. Everything. Allah only sends it down according to His fixed planning. Everybody can ask whatever they want. Allah may give it to them. It will not decrease anything in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us link with Allah ta'ala, my dear brothers, so that we may get the full barakat of Shaban and the coming month of Ramadan. May Allah give us barakat in our lives. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of obeying His commandments and following the Mubarak tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.